Friday, 23rd week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the first letter to Timothy, chapter 1, verses 1 to 2 and 12 to 14. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by command of God our Savior and of Christ Jesus our hope, to Timothy, my true child in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank Him who has given me strength for this, Christ Jesus our Lord, because He judged me faithful by appointing me to His service. Though I formerly blasphemed and persecuted and insulted Him, but I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 6, verses 39 to 42. He also told them a parable. Can a blind man lead a blind man? Would they not both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he is fully taught, will be like his teacher. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me take out the speck that is in your eye," when you yourself do not see the log that is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take out the speck that is in your brother's eyes. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. Know God and clothe yourself. The great Emperor Napoleon, when asked what is the secret that helped him to conquer the world, gave a wise advice for those who want to be successful in their life: know yourself and know others. 100 battles, 100 wins. Many people were failures because they did not learn to know themselves and others, to meet more than one match, to meet one's master. Today's reading teaches people to know themselves and others. In the first reading, St. Paul taught Timothy, his disciple, to know himself in relation to God. In the Gospel, Jesus gives concrete examples to teach his disciples that they must know themselves in relation to others. For example, they are unable to guide others if they are blind. They can criticize others when they have sinned, which is greater than others' sin. Therefore, they need to correct themselves before they are clean to correct others. Second analysis, the first reading, Learn to know God. First point. Paul writing to Timothy, his beloved disciple. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by command of our God, our Savior, and of Christ Jesus, our hope, to Timothy, my true child in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Through the two verses, Paul wants Timothy to recognize two points. First, the mission of Paul as an apostle came from God and Christ, not from a human being or himself. When mentioning this point, Paul wants Timothy to understand about the mission which he is going to receive after training. Second, God is the origin of all blessings which he bestowed on human beings through Jesus Christ. Three important gifts which a disciple needs them are grace, mercy, and peace. Second point, Paul illustrated God's blessings by his own life. The conversion of Paul on the way to Damascus is always the starting point of all his works, such as theological thinking, application in life, and today to instruct and to set an example for Timothy. Third, all is grace. Looking back at his path, Paul clearly knew that he did not volunteer to serve Christ, but Christ chose and gave him the mission of preaching the gospel for the Gentiles. Paul wrote, "I thank him who had given me strength for this, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithfully by appointing me to his service. Christ chose him not because he saw that Paul is apt to carry the mission, but Christ himself gave Paul all necessary grace to fulfill his mission," as he wrote. "The grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus." Second, God gives grace for the people when they are still sinners. Paul knew very well this point when he confessed, "Though I formerly blasphemed and persecuted and insulted him, but I received mercy because I have acted ignorantly in unbelief. God have mercy on people when they are still sinners. He chooses people not because they are worthy, but only because of his love for them. Even faith is also given to people when they are still in darkness. In brief, all are God's grace. People only need to recognize and to correspondingly respond so they can get benefit from them." Second, the gospel. A leader must be good before he can help others to be good. Third point. Two important qualities of a leader. First, a leader must know the way. reserved for one, the danger of a planned leader. Can a planned person guide a planned person? Will not both fall into a pit? Therefore, when we choose a leader, we must choose a wise leader. If we neglect this duty, we shall have to suffer the same consequences with him. A planned leader who does not know his plan can be more dangerous. He shall blame his followers for his failure. Second, a leader must be good. Since not only the audience have two ears to hear, but they also have two eyes to see. So a leader is required to preach not only by word, but also by deeds. For his preaching to be effective, a leader needs to show what he preaches with what he does. And good deeds are easy to attract the audience more than a leader wise word. However, words also have their limited effects, as Jesus taught us. The scribe and the Pharisee have taken their seat in the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example, for they preach, but they do not practice. See Matthew chapter 23, verses 2 and 3. Second, the need to correct oneself first. Third, no one can give what they do not have. No one can correct others when he also have the same sin. This is the case when his sin is bigger and heavier than sin of the person he wants to correct. Jesus said in today's passage, "Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eyes, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, 'Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye,' when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? Your hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eyes." Before we can correct others, he must correct himself first. When one does not frequently examine his conscience, he had a feeling that he is better than others. This feeling leads him to criticize and to correct others' sin. He must know that even he can hide his sins from others, he is not able to hide them from God, who knows all of his sin. Second, in order for the correction to be effective, a leader needs to know others' good and bad habits, the circumstance which lead them to sin, and must be patient to correct. Again, the examination of conscience helps a leader to know how hard he must try to overcome his sin. This shall also help him to understand others and to be patient in his correction of them. Application in life. We must learn to know ourselves in relation to God. All what we have are from God. Do not take what belongs to God as our merits. We must also learn to know ourselves in relation to others. This learning shall help us to avoid criticizing and condemning others, especially those whom we have no responsibility with. Examining of our conscience often shall help us to terminate this bad habit. Amen.